Hello.
Hello.
Yes?
Just a minute, Mr. Brown.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Well, how you feeling today?
Fine, George. Glad to hear you.
Well, I just want to tell you how much I enjoyed that visit with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I had an idea. I'm going, as you know, every year we have this bunch of oil boys out at Brackenfield shooting. I'm going out there tomorrow with them. And I was thinking whether or not get them to all these major companies to get one man to coordinate their effort to really get work done this fall on using the attorneys and the other PR men and one thing or another on places where they need most in the states they need most. And there's four or five major companies going to be represented down there by top men tomorrow night. And I was wondering whether I could kind of get a committee together and then have some one man in your organization they could coordinate with what they want done and where they ought to be and what they ought to do.
Yes, sir, I sure do it. Jack's pretty good at it. He's been with them for Continental for a long time. He may know a good many of them. If not, well, we'll get somebody.
He'll know about it. I think
it'd be an excellent thing. I noticed on the Independent, they didn't have but two oil men. I guess there's more of them that do it. Maybe they didn't just ask but two of them. But Jim Rowe got the Independents organized, and I noticed he had Gus Long of Texaco and Johnny Meekum.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he cleared it with them. I guess he had. I saw the names the other night.
I saw that. You showed it to me. I know that these other fellows that's going to be there are for you. And it's a question of getting them organized where you see where they can be effective. That's the main thing. You know, all they think they ought to do is give a little money and forget it.
Yeah.
And they got the terrific buying power and organization that they could use if somebody among them would get them organized.
Yeah. Well, they sure could, and I think it'd be the most wonderful thing you could do.
Well, I'll talk to them and try to get them where they can get at a group. All of them get organized where they can have one spoken for them and one spoken for you. They say if they want to go in Oklahoma, they want to go in Kansas, they want to go here or there, they concentrate on what the place is, the weak spot that you want to pick up.
All right. I just think that'd be wonderful.
Because they operate there with the United States Union, these companies.
I'll tell you what I thought I might do before it's over. Stanley Marcus gave the idea. I don't know whether there's anything to it or not. But he suggested that we get Humphrey to fly down and let him give a luncheon for, say, 1,000 people. Maybe cost him $7,500. And he just invite them free to the luncheon. And just say, I want you to come meet this man. You have no obligations. All I want you to do is come to the luncheon, and they've got no leave of one speech. He's going to make a speech, and it's not going to last 20 minutes. And then he'll answer questions for 30 minutes on any subject you want to ask him. And invite 1,000 of the businessmen in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. I thought I might do the same thing to him down in Houston. Hmm. And that might show them that he's not the bad fella. Marlon Sandlin had kind of suggested something like that, too. That when they got to know him and see him, you know, he talked down there in Houston one time before, and he does awfully well with these business groups. I've had him in Chicago and New York, and Bob Anderson had a bunch of them, and then President Sears and Roebuck had him out there, and they just carried away with him, and he's been working with U.S. Steel out in Minnesota, and he got them a lot of tax laws passed to change things for them. So they're pretty friendly with him.
Uh-huh.
And he knows the business picture better than you'd think. And it might deaden a lot of the top opposition in those towns. I'm real worried, though, when Bill Stevens thinks that Houston's 50-50. If I'm in that kind of shape, well, hell, they may have Goldwater president.
Well, I don't think it's that bad. I think if we get your vote out, it won't be that bad. I'll tell you, the thing you got to do is get these top men in these big organizations, let the under them know where they stand. And they won't be so goddamn hot to cold water. A lot of them may still be cold water people. But that's where a lot of the trouble's coming. And that's the thing I want to get these people, get them out Well, they say so. And I've been thinking about Goodell. I talked to one or two of them. I talked to Booth Adams. I talked to Carl Reister. I talked to one of them. I forgot who. Howard Keck. And they think it could be an effective organization put together. Maybe they could do it this and that through their, not directed by them, the heads of companies, but by their PR people and their attorneys and people that get out and help organize places that need to be organized.
Well, you just to get them together, and I'll pick out somebody up there, Jack or Dick McGuire or somebody that really can work with them and be helpful, and we'll.
They know where the problems are and can direct them.
That's good. I just sure appreciate it.
Well, I work on it tomorrow. I'll be out
there. That's a wonderful picture that Ovita had and a wonderful editorial, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, editorial's fine. We sent someone out, sent some of our friends, Alice did, got some reprint a bunch of them today. I think that editorial answered all the questions of these Downton Thompson.
Yeah, it's dandy.
Huh?
It's dandy. I hope that the Chronicle comes out.
Well, they had a good editorial the same day. But they've been out already.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I think they've had an editorial,
but I've
listened on the front page where it was, I think. I don't know
who wrote it, but I think it's a pretty good job. Excellent job, Tori. Thank you. I wish I could be with you, and I'll be talking to you after you get back.
All right.
Give me a ring.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.